Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
That's right. Locked On Pelicans is back. I'm your new host, Jake Madison. I'm a writer with BourbonStreetShots.com. You can give me a follow on Twitter, at NolaJake. Also, be sure to follow the podcast, Locked On Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's at Locked On Pels. I'm going to be doing a lot of things on social media, especially on Twitter with this, to try and get some of your questions, answer some of your questions in the future. And before we go any further, happy Monday. It's a great day here in New Orleans on this fine Monday morning, not too hot in the city just yet. It was a very good sports weekend for the city of New Orleans with LSU winning. Tulane won in football as well. The Saints held on. Their defense actually came through. And more importantly, for us at least, the New Orleans Pelicans started their preseason off in Shreveport with a win over the Dallas Mavericks. Before we get to that, I want to say I'm very excited to be here. A big thank you to David Locke for helping me get up and running with this. Another big thank you to Brett Dawson, who was hosting the podcast before he's moved on to bigger and better things for himself personally and his career. And, you know, give me a little bit of leeway in the beginning with this. I've done podcasts and things like that before, especially through BourbonStreetShots.com. However, I've never handled the production and everything on the end by myself. So there might be a bit of an adjustment period, but I'm going to promise you I'm going to get that all sorted out. The other thing I'd like you guys to definitely try and do is like this podcast, subscribe to this podcast, whether it's through Audioboom, iTunes, wherever you get it. That way you're going to make sure you're going to get this every day. We are going to be coming to you 5 days a week. Give you some quick podcasts for the morning. We're going to get you some other podcasts as breaking news things happen, and we'll definitely take deeper dives throughout the season as things are happening and try and analyze this team, the New Orleans Pelicans, for you all. Try and make you the smartest basketball fan that you can definitely be. One thing I also want to mention before we jump into talking about the Pelicans-Mavericks game and what we saw out of Buddy Hield, Lance Stephenson, Terrence Jones, is that the listeners of Locked On Pels actually have a pretty great offer out there. One of the things I personally use is SeatGeek, and I use the app on my phone. It's the easiest way I found to kind of get tickets to games. I like going to St. James as much as the next person. I don't have season tickets, so I'm kind of left scouring other ways to try and get them. And SeatGeek has gotten me the best deal every time. What they do that's a little bit different is, you know, tickets might be listed for one thing on one side, another thing on another. SeatGeek's going to kind of compare them all for you and show you the best prices. So you know you're not going to, you know, find these tickets, the same seats you could have almost had lesser later on and kind of lament that you didn't get the best deal possible. SeatGeek's going to be finding this for you. The great thing about the app is you can download the tickets right to your phone. Every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. And the best part of all is all of the listeners for Locked On Pelicans get a $20 off rebate for their first SeatGeek purchase. It's actually really easy. I've used it myself. All you have to do to get the $20 rebate on tickets is download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, and enter the promo code of LO Pelicans, as in Locked On Pelicans. After your first purchase, the first game you go to, you're going to have a great time there. You're going to get a bonus of $20 in the mail to you. So I can't think of a much better way than to take advantage of this. See the Pelicans. The season's coming up. The Saints still have a lot left to play for. Winning against the Chargers the other night was a great thing for them. They might get their season back on track. So definitely don't miss anything for the remainder of the season. The big games are coming up. So make sure you're going to either be there in the Dome, in the Smoothie King Center, at the concert you want to be. SeatGeek and the SeatGeek app is definitely the way to go with that. So it's the first Locked On Pelicans episode, and it's a great way to kick it off with the Pelicans having their first preseason game this past Saturday over the weekend. There's a couple guys I want to get into. I want to talk about Buddy Hield, Lance Stephenson, Terrence Jones, kind of guys you want to hear a little bit more about. You know that Anthony Davis played well. We don't really need to break down his play in just 12 minutes of preseason action. But these are the guys that are a little more intriguing ones. You know, let's start with Buddy Hield. This was a guy who struggled in summer league ball. He shot only 33.7% from the field. He's known as a shooter, you know, an even worse 24.3% from deep. And you figured his shooting was going to get better overall. You know, it's his first couple of games. Nothing to worry about too much there. It was the problem with his overall game, his all-around game, that kind of raised some concerns of, you know, is he going to struggle more than other rookies? There were other players picked after him. I'm thinking of Jamal Murray in particular, who are kind of being projected to have better rookie years than Buddy Hield. And you got to wonder with the Pelicans, who finally have a draft pick for the first time in a long time, you know, kind of having it wasted, not being used in the right way. They're still in a bit of a win now mode, need him to contribute a little bit sooner than a rookie might otherwise. So it's going to be, you know, the overall game we saw at Summer League was a concern. His ball handling wasn't really good. He didn't do particularly well when he got to the rim. The finishing was kind of weak right there. And then this preseason game rolls around and he actually plays quite well. If you didn't watch it and it wasn't really on TV, so it was kind of tough to see and find. He played overall a very solid game. He got a good 25 minutes. He was 8 of 12 shooting, 3 of 6 from deep, 3 assists, 6 rebounds, finished with 19 total points. The bad was there were 4 turnovers, but overall you saw more flashes of his game and kind of why he was the 6th pick in the draft than you have otherwise, and it should give you great hope if you're a Pelicans fan. Hield, you know, everyone, like I said earlier, everyone knew his shooting's going to be fine. The 3 of 6 from deep is perfect. When he got those open looks, he could take them. He had a few where he stepped back and drained a 3 after trying to probe the defense, so it showed off his ball handling a little bit more. Now, the biggest thing to me in the takeaway from him was how good he looked in the pick and roll, which was not necessarily his strong suit at Oklahoma. Not something we expected him to come into the NBA and kind of light up, but his ball handling coming off screens was miles better than it was in Summer League. And he says he's been working on his game constantly. Alvin Gentry says he's one of the hardest workers he's ever seen. You know, I think this is a guy who's well prepared to come into the league, knows that rookies generally struggle. They're almost net negatives on every team they're on. Even LeBron James had struggles his rookie year. Anthony Davis had struggles. And Alvin Gentry pointed those out at Media Day. Buddy Hield knows he's going to struggle, so he was going to be, you know, he's the first guy there in practices at the facility. He's the last guy to leave. He's working with the coaches to get that one-on-one time. He knows he's going to really need to improve and improve quickly to get significant minutes on this team, especially when they sign guards like Langston Galloway, re-signed Tim Frazier, you know, brought in Lance Stevenson for a potential deal. Not to mention there's more guys here than they've had in the past that need the ball, so he needs to get on the court, and he's going to need to do multiple things well. The pick-and-roll ball handling was particularly impressive, and it was more just because of his court vision, something that, you know, most rookies, again, struggle with. You didn't think he'd come in and see the floor as well as he did. If you look at 10 minutes into the second quarter, he comes off the screen, drives to the rim, sees Anthony Davis kind of rolling towards the hoop, lobs him the alley-oop, which Davis flushes down, no problem. It's something that, you know, a rookie who's trying to score, trying to get his, trying to make a name for himself, might have just taken the shot at the rim. Maybe it goes in, maybe he doesn't. But here he's looking to try and set up the main Pelicans player. You know, later in the second quarter, he caught the ball on the low block. He was well defended, but he didn't get overwhelmed. He didn't try and pass right out. He didn't try and back out. He kept the ball where it was, and Davis came right down the middle of the lane, coming right through the paint, where, again, he was able to loft it up. Davis jumped up high to get the pass, threw it down. This is, you know, kind of where you want to see this chemistry develop. We've all hoped that Jrue Holiday and Anthony Davis are going to be able to develop chemistry together, though those injuries have kind of prevented that from happening. If Buddy Hield and Anthony Davis can do that in preseason already, it's going to do wonders for his game going forward if these two can get on the same page. These two are the two main guys that are the cornerstone of this team. Anthony Davis is your franchise, and they've been looking for the Robin to his Batman this whole time. That's what everyone says. Maybe it'll still be Holiday in the future. It hasn't been Tyreke Evans. It didn't work out with Ryan Anderson. You know, Dub Demps has had a lot of misses here. However, Buddy Hield, especially, you know, it's the first preseason game. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But he showed an overall game that, you know, we didn't think we'd see this early on. I figured he'd struggle for the first half of the season, kind of hit his stride in the second half before burning out, just not used to an 82-game grind. But it was nice to just see these flashes and show that he's got this game. And again, you won't see it all the time. It's still preseason. The Mavericks weren't playing with some of their better players. But it was nice to see his overall game. He looked very solid. It's one of those things that's going to be, you know, you're going to need to keep an eye on going forward. If he can continue to improve in this area, he's not just a shooter on the floor. He adds another dimension. One of the things the Pelicans want to do this year is play with a more flowy style of basketball. that kind of, Spurs type ball, the Warriors type ball, where it's extra passes around the perimeter, where they're not just grabbing the ball and shooting. You saw that a lot last season, or the past couple of years, really, with Eric Gordon. The guy was kind of a black hole on offense. Once he got the ball, it wasn't leaving his hands. Here with Buddy Hield, who's a known shooter, once the ball hits his hands, he might not take the shot. He might pass. That's going to create more open looks for guys like Anthony Davis, Tyreek Evans when he comes back, Drew Holiday when he comes back. You know, Solomon Hill, one of the big new free agent signing, isn't known as an offensive player. Anything that makes these guys' lives easier is going to do wonders for this team overall and improve the offense. It's Alvin Gentry. They struggled last year when we thought this offense was going to absolutely light it up. So it's nice to see the Pelicans rookie coming in, doing what's needed, letting the offense come through him, being willing to give up the ball and kind of go forward with that. So one of the big questions is, what's changed for Buddy Hield from Summer League to the first preseason game? Why did he show a much better overall game while still retaining the shooting that he's known for? How did that improvement come so quickly? Is it the coaches? Is it the work he's been putting in? I think it's a little bit of a simpler, explanation than that. All the coaches helping him and finally getting some more time with the Pelicans definitely is going to help him improve his overall game. But I think the big thing was in Summer League was he was the main guy on that team. There was no other NBA talent around him. On that Summer League team, there was no one, I don't think I can really name another name off of there other than Cheick Diallo, the Pelicans' second-round pick. You know, none of those guys on that Summer League team were anyone NBA teams needed to be scared of. There were guys that weren't going to be scouted. There were no game plans for him. You know, the defenses when Buddy Hield was on the court were told just to look at him. I think getting him in his role with the Pelicans, not asking him to do too much, getting him on the same court as Anthony Davis, who's going to take some of the pressure off him, and Davis is going to take the pressure off anybody, really allowed him to kind of show off the game that you're going to see for his rookie year. And I certainly think this first preseason game, and again, like I've said before, it's still preseason. Mavs were out without some of their starters, so don't read too much into it. But I think this is a better indication of the type of play you'll see from him overall throughout the season than Summer League was. The shooting was always going to be there. The questions were whether he had that all-around game. And when he fits, into this offense, and it looks like he fits really well as that kind of two-guard who can still pass the ball if he needs to and keep the offense flowing, is going to do wonders for his career. A lot of rookies come into the league and are asked to do a little too much. Anthony Davis had kind of the weight of the franchise on him, when he was drafted in 2012. Hield can come into a much easier situation, just kind of slide right in, do one or two things well, and succeed. And I think that's what you're going to start to see from him as the season progresses before he really comes into his own. And I think if you're a Pelicans fan, or a fan of Buddy Hield, you really can't ask for much more than that. This was never going to be an all-star right away. I know he has had absurdly high expectations placed on him by Pelicans fans. So I think it's nice to see that, those expectations are still going to be there. Some will still be high, but maybe not keep them as high. But he's still going to meet a lot of this, and it's not going to be a complete bust of a season. Another guy I want to talk about today was Lance Stephenson. This is a guy who's got kind of a reputation around the league. When his name came up that the Pelicans were looking to sign him and add him to training camp on an unguaranteed deal, a lot of Pelicans fans were scratching their head. He's a little too much like Tyreek Evans, who doesn't seem like the best fit on this Pelicans team. He's a selfish player. He's kind of he's kind of got that personality that you got to wonder is going to divide the Pelicans locker room. But, I can tell you, and we don't have the answer to these questions just yet, on media day, he seemed much more reserved than I was expecting. It was almost like he matured and realized maybe this was his last chance, to really catch on with an NBA team and to really, solidify his NBA career. And don't forget, he did play very well for Memphis last year when he was traded to them from the Clippers. So taking a flyer on him if you're the Pelicans isn't the worst thing. He's on an unguaranteed deal, so there's no guarantee for him that he'll be on the opening day roster. So he really needs to come in and prove himself and kind of, bad play or a bad personality, he's likely to get the boot from this this franchise. So Saturday he played overall pretty well. He's better defensively than Tyreek Evans, and you could see that. And frankly, this team kind of needs some more playmakers on it, especially with Evans out, Holiday out for, undetermined absence that he has. So you've got a guy like Lance Stephenson who can come in. He's not going to be a starter for this team. He can get on the second unit. And if the worst case is he's running a little bit wild with the second unit, that kind of should be okay. He's got enough minutes. He'll help defensively on that. And frankly, playmaking is just needed. You need a guy who can handle the ball, get to the rim, and at least cause some kind of havoc on opposing defenses, force them to rotate, force them to, you know, kind of leave a guy open, whether it's on the opposite side, on the perimeter, or in the corner. If you can get the ball over there, if he passes out after charging the lane, that's when this Gentry offense kicks in. You know, you get those hockey assists, the extra passes, and that's what's going to make this team very successful, especially with the second unit, where oftentimes there were stretches last year where they really struggled to score points. Stevenson can come in and do that. Now, there was also some bad with him. He had 3 turnovers. He had 6 fouls. That's kind of the big, you know, eye-opener to me right there. There was a little bit too much hero ball with him. So I don't think the Pelicans are, you know, going to cut him tomorrow, sign him tomorrow. I think you're going to see him play significantly on Tuesday, their next preseason game against the Pacers, here in the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. He's definitely a guy to keep your eye on going forward. You want to see less of the hero ball. Look for him to be willing to pass a little bit more. Cut down on the fouls. This is a guy the team could use, especially that, you know, you kind of have a solid locker room now with Anthony Davis being that more vocal leader that he's stepped up and wanted to be, that the organization's wanted him to be. You'll still have veteran presence, you know, in Drew Holiday once he comes back to this team. Solomon Hill even seems like a very down-to-earth guy who's not going to kind of put up with any shenanigans. I think Lance Stevenson kind of has this figured out. He understands that this might be his last shot in the league. So I think you're going to see him be okay. He's a guy I'm keeping my eye on for the rest of the preseason. If he can make this team, he can be a cheap asset, either that gets flipped later down the line for, you know, a pick, as he was moved this past season, for another player. You know, he's got a chance to rehab his reputation here, which is something the Pelicans have kind of taken on, guys that were doing that, fringe players that were out of the league. Think about a guy like Marco Bellinelli, who was almost on his way out of the NBA. Pelicans brought him back in. He ended up going to the Bulls, then went to the Spurs, where he's been a key contributor. Guys like that can rehab their reputation, their style of play here, and really stick around. Stevenson, if he can play a little bit more unselfishly, can definitely be a good stopgap fill-in for the playmaking this Pelicans team needs while Tyreek Evans is out with injury until Drew Holiday comes back from his absence. The last player I want to touch on today is Terrence Jones. This, and I'm going to admit it, and I think you guys have seen it on Twitter, on bourbonstreetshots.com, where I've been kind of down on this signing. People made this out to be some amazing signing, and I know they're not necessarily talking about the player Terrence Jones is, but more that his contract is for the vet minimum. You know, he's a guy who showed a lot of talent. He's good friends with Anthony Davis. But I wasn't too high on this. You know, I figured at the best case, you were going to get maybe, you know, some middling level of his play in Houston, where the past couple of years he didn't play particularly well. A lot of that had to do with injuries, but when he was on the court, he still wasn't very good. Last night, though, he showed off a very strong overall game that you would definitely like to see from a Pelicans big man. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, 5 of 8 shooting, and he shot 2 of 3 from 3-point range, which is something the Pelicans want to have in. That's why they want Anthony Davis taking those step backs, shooting that from 3-point range as opposed to 18 feet or so, just to add another dimension of his game. It opens up the floor a whole lot more. So seeing him shoot these 3-pointers is definitely a helpful thing. The biggest thing to me was he was kind of quiet in the first half. He started off very slowly. But in the second half, he really got it going, started playing well. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing for him if he wants to rebound as an NBA player. And not rebound catching the ball, but kind of just, you know, bounce back from the disappointing past 2 seasons he had with Houston. It seemed like one of the biggest things is he kind of lost the confidence in himself. And talking with some of the other Houston writers, and we'll have some of them on at a certain point to kind of talk about this a little bit more, was he just kind of lost his confidence in his game. So seeing him start off slowly, not playing particularly well, this is the type of guy based off his past that could easily have just had kind of a nothing night, been a ghost on the court. He fought through it, rebuilt that confidence, and ended up starting to play particularly well by the end of the game. Like I said, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks off the bench for the Pelicans is going to be huge. It's not going to be like that every night. But if you're getting 12 points and some of those other stats from him, I think it's going to be overall a big bonus. And I'm much higher on Terrence Jones and that signing than I was previously. So it's nice to see, you know, myself kind of come around on this and players playing better. It's not what we're used to with the Pelicans here. So it's good to overall see. But again, it's preseason. You know, it's only one game played. There's not a large enough sample size. The Pelicans do play at home on Tuesday, tomorrow, against the Pacers. It's going to be in the Smoothie King Center, so definitely come out, get your first real good look at Buddy Hield. We're going to say that the team scrimmage they had, the open practice, doesn't really count. Get to see him in an actual NBA game with the flow going properly. It should be a lot of fun. I'll be out there myself, so if you see me, come over, say hi. And I'll definitely be giving you guys another podcast tomorrow for Locked On Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Again, I'm really excited to be here. I'm going to be excited to be doing this daily with you. Bear with me as I figure out one or two things. We'll get some music for an intro. Maybe some of you guys are going to have some recommendations for us as well. That'd be a lot of fun. We'll take Twitter questions at times. Also, don't forget the SeatGeek app. I'll tell you a story of what happened this past Monday, the Saints-Falcons game. I was with my girlfriend. We were hanging out in Champion Square, and we decided we wanted to go to the game. You know, I promise you this, I have the SeatGeek app on my phone. I saw tickets that were a good price. One of the great things that SeatGeek does for you is, since it's comparing multiple sites, it's going to tell you if certain tickets are underpriced and undervalued, and that's when you want to jump on them. Girlfriend and I saw two tickets. We grabbed them, downloaded the tickets to my phone, went right into the arena, got in there before kickoff, didn't miss a moment of the game. We're there for the Monday night game that didn't go particularly well, but nothing wrong with being at the 10th anniversary of the Gleason punt block. So make sure you're downloading that SeatGeek app. You get a $20 rebate if you use the promo code LO Pelicans, as in Locked On Pelicans. So make sure you guys do that. I think it's a great thing. I use it myself. So thank you all for listening today. Like I said, I know it's a little bit rough, but please, you know, we're going to be doing this every day. It's only going to get better. Like the podcast, subscribe on Audioboom, on iTunes. If you're a big Saints fan as well, and I know most of you all are as well, definitely listen to the Locked On Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You know, there's a lot of great content out there. We want to make sure you guys are hearing it, getting the smartest, you know, opinions on this, make you the smartest sports fan, whether it's basketball, football, whatever it might be, fan that you can be. You know, it's going to be great for the car. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. So again, my name is Jake Madison, writer with BourbonStreetShots.com, your new host of Locked On Pelicans. Give me a follow at Nola Jake. Don't forget to follow the podcast on Twitter as well. It's at Locked On Pels. Thank you. You all have a good day, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.